Now, Talk Real Estate, sponsored by Boston Connect Real Estate Services.
Hi, I'm Sharon McNamara, and you are listening to Talk Real Estate. I am going to be your host for the next hour. Let me share a little bit about my background before we get started. I am the broker owner of Boston Connect Real Estate, located on the South Shore, and I have been working as a full-time realtor and sales and marketing consultant for home buyers and home sellers for the past 15 years. I have helped hundreds of clients throughout the home buying and home selling process. My unique approach to assisting my clients to the next chapter of their lives is driven by being a team player and by offering them continuous training, education, advising, and mentoring. I like to say that I offer my clients exceptional service that moves you. Every week, I will be providing you with real estate topics ranging from home buyer and home seller advice, legal matters, insurance binders, flood insurance concerns, home inspection questions, environmental worries like radon, lead paint, and mold, mortgages and loan programs, staging tips and ideas, real estate contracts, market trends, home values, and more. It's a talk radio show, and sometimes we are even interactive, so you can follow along online. If you have any questions during the show, please call 781-837-4900. We love to talk real estate. If you missed any of our shows, or if you want to listen to one again, you can listen on my podcast at talkrealestateradio.com. If you would like a one-on-one consultation with me regarding your home sale or your home purchase, I'd love the opportunity to meet with you. You can connect with me anytime at bostonconnect.com or 781-826-8000. Now, sit back, relax, take good notes, and let's talk real estate. To all my South Shore neighbors, this is Sharon McNamara. You are, of course, listening to Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara and Cindy Ford. We're just getting so into the music there. We sort of got sidetracked a little bit, but no problems about that. No. We have John with us today. John, I think this is the first time we've ever, you know, been there and done this.
Yeah, good to see you guys. I've seen you in the halls, but never actually said hi.
Yeah, I know.
How lucky are you tonight?
It's because I have a face for radio. He's like, geez, put your face down when that girl walks by.
You guys look great.
Oh, thank you. He says that to all the women that are over here.
So,
again, you are listening to Talk Real Estate. I know that this is a little bit of a change. There was some programming adjustments that happened at the beginning of the year here at WATD, and we used to have the Saturday morning show at 10 a.m., and we were switched over to evenings.
Yes, because we look really good in the dark.
Yeah. Can last week it was really dark in here, and I think they took it literally because bright in here.
Oof. I feel like I'm sitting under the sun.
Yeah, I know. Maybe we can shut one of them off at some point. But so for all of our listeners, if you don't remember us from Saturday mornings, right. We were here last week. I have Cindy Ford with me. Hi.
Hi, honey. How are you?
Good.
Long time no see, seeing how we just left the office together.
I know. You have a big tangle and you're like...
It's a new piece of jewelry.
Literally, you got to take a picture of this and put it on Facebook. Can you tell people how they can like get in touch with us? Can they see us on Facebook?
Oh, absolutely.
All right. Well, I'm going to put this picture of you on Facebook with that big knot there. You see?
I tried to fix it before we came on the show. Honest to goodness, you can't take me anywhere. You can dress me up.
I know. You do dress well.
But
that
you
is
cannot
for sure.
Take me anywhere.
I know. So to our listeners, so we have new listeners, I guess, and maybe some from Saturdays.
We do.
We hope that you enjoyed our show last week. We had some of our callers, some of our co-hosts call in. And I think that all of our co-hosts are very excited about the show. We have Dan Mann here with us today, and he is obviously our favorite go-to guy over at Fairway Mortgage.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, he's like...
He's mine.
Yeah. Hey, listen, you shared him. That
I
was
did.
Your choice.
That was my...
That was
that
your
was
choice.
That was my mistake.
Yes. So Fairway Mortgage is our main sponsor of our show. So Dan is with us once a month, and then he calls in, too, throughout the shows.
Yes.
But we put out the calendar for all of our co-hosts to fill in all the dates.
Right.
I sent it out Sunday night, and we have 4 shows left until like for half the year.
Wow.
Yeah, so the co-host, like, so everybody is really, really excited about this time slot.
Good.
Yeah, so we think that this is
going to
be...
You don't think it's us?
I'm pretty confident
I was thinking it was just because of the two of us, because they get to sit across from all this.
I think it's just an easier time for us, because what we do is we sell real estate.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's hard for us on Saturdays because we're out with clients and, you know, then there are times we want to be with family. So it only makes sense that we're here now at night. And it's been working out great. So if you listened last week, I am the broker owner of Boston Connect Real Estate. We have 3 offices. So we're connecting Boston to the South Shore, to the South Coast. We have a Dorchester office right in Adams Village. We have that office with Jim Sweeney, who does a lot of work with you.
Yep.
With Dan, we also have our Pembroke office, which is a great location. Mm. We touch Hanover, we're touching Marshfield, we're touching Duxbury. We're in such a really nice location. And then we also have a Bridgewater office, which is nice, so we can get to the 495 and 24 belts.
Absolutely.
Over there.
Just down there yesterday.
We were?
Yep.
Oh, great.
Yep.
Oh, perfect. Oh, yes, I did. I hear that you were there meeting with a couple of our agents, one of our new agents that just joined us. So I don't know if Melissa is listening to us this evening. Melissa Kitchen, new agent that just joined us.
Yep, is that who I met today?
Yep, that's who you met today.
She's going to be great.
Yeah.
She's really good.
She's going to be really good. And I just want to send out, you know, to a couple of our agents. We did have actually a few deaths in the past couple of weeks. So all of our condolences to one of our agents lost her mom, and another 2 agents just this week both lost their nanas. So we just want to let you know that our hearts are with you and your families. Okay, when we come back, we're going to tell everybody who you are. So right now, we do have to take a little bit of a break because, you know what? I wrote this little thing up. There's no place like home, and we want to get you there safe or wherever you're en route to. So Malcolm Alter with the traffic report is going to get you home safely.
All right, thank you, Sharon. This report is brought to you in part by the Exogen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. The Exogen Temporal Scanner Thermometer is the top choice of doctors, nurses, and other health professionals nationwide. Now it can be your choice, too. Get yours at Toys R Us and Babies R Us and other fine retailers today. Right now, expressway traffic is heavy down towards Andrews Square, again at Furnace Brook, northbound from Furnace Brook up to Neponset, again approaching the O'Neill Tunnel. On Route 3, you've got stop and go down past Washington Street again. Route 18 down through Hanover from an earlier accident. On Route 128, you've got delays out of Waltham down past Route 9. Route 1 to a center lane breakdown by Ponkapog. 95 is all tied up down to a left lane accident right before Neponset Street. This report brought to you in part by ADT. ADT, protecting what matters most over 140 years. ADT is more than a sign in your yard. It's your line in the sand. Visit ADT.com. Traffic on the Nines every morning. I'm Malcolm Alter in the WATD Traffic Center.
Don't miss a minute of Talk Real Estate. Check out the podcast page at TalkRealEstateRadio.com. Talk Real Estate, sponsored by Boston Connect Real Estate.
And we're back. That was Malcolm Alter, getting everybody home safely. There's no place like home, right? So we want to get you there safely and hopefully on time. I want to just be able to say Ponkapog or whatever he said. I just liked that word. What was it, John? What is it?
Ponkapog.
Ponkapog. What is that?
You don't know Ponkapog?
You don't know Ponkapog?
No, I know Adams. He said Adams Square. And I know Route 18. What's Ponkapog?
I'm not really sure.
Okay, see, John doesn't even know.
Is it golf course?
I have no idea.
The Canton area.
Yeah. So, you're listening to Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara. We, as I just said before the break, I am the broker owner of Boston Connect Real Estate. I was about to say that Cindy Ford is also a full-time real estate agent.
Yes.
She's an associate broker over at Boston Connect. Before we introduce Dan in full, because I want everybody to know a little bit more about Dan and Fairway Mortgage, of course, before we get into all of our details. Sin, can you just take a little time to let the listeners know who you are, what you do, how long you've been doing this, and all that good stuff?
I've been selling real estate for a little over 12 years and with you, always with you, my darling. I follow her anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So Sharon has had Boston Connect Real Estate for, it was over 6 years in October, right?
Yeah, we just had our six-year
anniversary that she opened it. Smart, smart move on her part. The one thing that you did really right.
Uh-huh.
Other than the 2 girls and your husband.
Listen, I was so much cuter 6 years ago. I look in the mirror and I go, "Who be she?"
Right.
I was literally a little cute.
Oh no, actually, you're adorable.
Yeah.
Absolutely adorable.
I know. Not no more.
No, you are. So, I got my broker's license last year, February. Mm-hmm. So I've had it almost a year. So I'm an associate broker and one of the mentors at Boston Connect.
Mm-hmm.
So we mentor new agents so that they. It's a lot to sell real estate,
yeah.
And I think every single one of them that thought it was simple. Say, how do you do this? Well, look at us.
I am
We're exhausted.
Well, honestly, I couldn't get to sleep last night. So my head is always thinking. We changed over our email system, and I was just a nervous wreck that people were going to lose their contacts and their email, and this is everybody's business. We have 46 agents now, and 5 o'clock, I was like, I have to lay down for a little while.
So 5 o'clock this morning.
This morning. Yeah. Never made it upstairs, so I just lay down on the couch. I was sitting up, and I just went down. I'll just go this way now. And, I woke up at like 7:15, and I had to call into the studio this morning for the teaser to talk to Rob Hakala this morning. To tell them what our show was. So it's been a busy day. So if you have any questions for us, for Cindy, for myself, or for Dan, we have Dan Mann here from Fairway Mortgage. Call us at the studio. John's here, 781-837-4900. We're hoping you don't have a long ride home. And, you know, if you really get into conversation with us here, well, maybe you'll be sitting in your driveway for a little while. Yeah. I used to do that sometimes, right?
We still happens do. All the time.
Yeah. So today, the main topic that we had, so last week we told about all of the co-hosts we're going to have on with us. Dan, you're going to be with us once a month, minimally. And I know you have all your topics there, but I would love for you to just give, I actually pulled out your bio the other day, actually, last night. Well, I worked on this beautiful agenda last night.
Yes, this is what I noticed. I was doing. This looked very formal today.
I was doing this at 3 a.m. So, I was looking at your bio and everything, but why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about you?
Well, I got in the business in 2009.
I read that.
When actually everyone said, you're crazy to get in this business, because that's basically when the industry was terrible. Mm-hmm. It was just really bad, slow. I'm sure you remember, you could barely give away a house at that time.
Mm. I opened up a real estate office in 2010.
Yep. I actually remember that.
So people thought you were crazy. Yep. People thought I was literally nuts. Mm-hmm. No place to go but up, baby.
Right. It was. Right? Yeah, that's what everyone said. It was funny because I came from construction too. Mm-hmm. So they're like, you're really crazy jumping into this. And that was when they first started the testing. Before that, you could just walk into a loan officer, a mortgage bank and just say, hey, I'm a loan officer. There was no testing. Literally, there was nothing.
Oh my goodness. It
was incredible. So that's what the guys always say. You missed it when it was when it was really easy. And when I jumped in, they're like, well, if you make it through, you must know, you know, a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, you got to get through this part.
Well, if you were in construction, you must have used a tape measure. It's all numbers.
Yes, it is. Well,
I love that
more,
analogy.
It's actually more guidelines and minutia on our end.
Well, bigger numbers.
Yes, that's true. But so then I loved it. The guys we work with, we actually started, we were a broker shop. We were Legacy Mortgage.
I remember.
Yep.
Because you invited Cindy. You weren't able to go.
No, because I had a full-time job as well as selling real estate at the time.
And you invited me to go. We went into Boston, and I said, Cin, you did not tell me.
Well,
that
I'd never met him.
Tall, dark, and handsome.
Well, so sends it. She goes, have you ever... She goes, have you ever, will you fix me? She said, you've never told me about, have you ever met Dan? I said, no, I haven't. We've been working together for a couple of years now. She goes, let me send you a picture. Now, Sharon's not a short person.
I know.
And Dan towered over her, and she said, tall, dark, and handsome. You didn't tell me that. And I go, well, if I had known that,
I know.
Would have taken a vacation day and made my way into Boston.
People actually assume they're going to say, you guys are such liars right now. Exactly what's going to happen.
Listen, we're going to hide behind you. Listen, these bags are like literally, I can't keep my head open because my bags are bringing me down.
No. That's funny. But then we realized you couldn't be a broker anymore. We became a direct lender.
Yep.
And we had a good little shop. So Fairway Mortgage kind of came recruiting, and the guys went out to Wisconsin, met the CEO of the company.
Yeah.
He's an incredible guy. Things start from the top down. You know how that is. Just like that's how you grew because, you know, you're a good leader.
Mm-hmm.
Steve Jacobson's a great, great leader. Mm-hmm. He gives us the tools to do well.
Yep.
He knows it's
He probably wants you all to succeed.
That's what it is. That's 100%.
Yeah.
He does. He wants us to succeed because he knows if we do well, he'll do well. He's not after every last dollar, but he gives us the tools. He knows... We work with realtors, so he gives us, I'm sure some of the tools we come over with you that we offer for no cost. It's to help you do better and helps everyone do better. So now everyone's happy and everyone's doing well instead of just, trying to ask for something.
Well, in the end, and I actually had this conversation with somebody today, I don't recall who, but when you give it out in slices, it comes back to you in loaves. Mm-hmm. And the important thing about having these tools for all of our agents in our office who are helping people, for the tools that you give Cindy, the tools you give me, the tools you gave, Melissa Kitchen and Kristen today, those are tools that help our clients, and that's what's important to us.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, whatever we can do to make their, this process a little bit easier for them, we're all in on that stuff. 781-837-4900. I know you're on your ride home, or maybe you're on the way to drop the kids off somewhere, but if you have any questions for us regarding real estate, if you're thinking about buying a home, selling a home, if you have any questions about mortgages, please give us a call, and we would love to take your call because we're live here.
Yep.
Yes.
At night
yep.
now. Yes.
Like one of the other great things we just got, speaking of the tools to help and clients and all that, the Fairway Now app.
Mm-hmm.
We send that out. It's directly linked with us. People can take their whole application right through their phone now.
Oh, yeah.
Upload all their docs, mm-hmm. everything right through the phone. It comes right into their application. Mm-hmm. It's incredible. And then they can follow their whole loan through this app. There's a mortgage calculator. It's just incredible, the stuff that Fairway, the mm-hmm. the amount of money they're investing mm-hmm. in
to
this.
Make things
just to
easier
make
for
things
people.
Easier for people.
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, our industry is, I mean, again, I keep on going back to our listeners. I'm trying to make friends. you know, but think about it. You know, probably the majority of the people are on their way home from work, a long day. The traffic today was, you know, sort of nutso. I was on Route 3 myself and almost killed a deer in Hingham. But, you know, it's the grind of everyday working, and then to have to go and say, oh, I have to go find all of my bank statements. I have to look for W-2s. I have to get them.
I have to upload them and do all this
yeah,
stuff. Now you can just take a picture.
And
now you can just take a picture and they're in your file.
So that's great because it's making things, you know, easier for people, which is, I think that that's actually great.
Yep.
So, and your office is located over in Marshfield.
Yep.
But I also know that you went to Bridgewater today, so you have office space in Bridgewater that you can use, obviously, at any time.
Yeah,
and then
great.
Our Dorchester office that you can use at any time.
I can't wait to go up to that one and see that one.
Yeah.
I heard it's really nice.
Well, you know, Landmark, so for anybody who's listening that's from, you know, OFD, the Adams Village across from like the Airy Pub. So they're doing that whole, revitalizing that whole area. So Landmark is a new restaurant that's on the first floor, and such a cool vibe with like the exposed brick and everything. We're up on the third floor. It's the old Gerard's for those of you who are familiar with that area, but they have a mug club. It's $100 for a mug. So I bought a mug. Mark bought a mug. They put whatever you want on it. So I got Sha. Mark got Maca. And once a month, they have a networking where you get together and they have a party. Like, so Monday night, there's going to be a party. And you can, it's 16 ounces. I don't even drink beer, but I wanted the mug. But you buy like a 12-ounce beer or something, and you get it in a 16-ounce mug. But they once a month, they have appetizers and everything else. So it's super fun.
That's pretty
cool.
Oh,
that's
awesome.
Where I'm going to be Monday. Why don't you join the mug club? You should join the mug club and gym.
If I could ever get up to Dorchester?
Yeah.
I have a 3-year-old, so I don't
remember
do much
that?
In life.
Yeah,
ours are in school. But
I come
you know
from
what?
Here to go
changes.
Right home.
Yeah, I'm surprised Casey McKenzie didn't ask me to buy them a mug.
That's more their age right there.
Yeah, exactly. McKenzie's going to be 21 in a couple of weeks.
Yep.
So what are some of the topics that you want to talk about today specifically?
Well, I think coming into the spring market is the importance of getting your pre-approval early, not waiting till the last minute before you're trying to go out. Because now, say, it's almost a luxury. If you get your pre-approval now, and you're not really going to look until, you know, late February, March, at least if there's something on your credit, maybe you didn't know or something's reporting wrong on your credit report, we can get it fixed. Mm-hmm. So you're not trying to do that last minute while you find a house you love, but you're racing to put an offer in, but you really can't because your score might be low because of something wrong on your credit report.
Mm-hmm.
Or if there's a way, maybe you have a 700 credit score, but you want to get a 740, there's a few little tricks you can do to get your score up, and now that's going to get you a better interest rate.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to save you thousands of dollars over the life of the loan, so it's just kind of smart thing to do by just taking a quick app now instead of waiting till the last minute, because you'll be amazed at how many people, I'm sure you have it all the time. Did you get your pre-approval letter on time? No, I still want to go see that house tomorrow, though. So you're out showing someone the house without their pre-approval.
Nope.
That's
nope.
See, I agree with you. Don't show them.
Yeah, we can't.
No, because plus you don't know what they're going to be pre-approved for. So they could think, well, I can 400, 500,000, and really they're at 250.
Mm-hmm. Or vice versa.
Or vice versa.
They think,
they
I can afford 250 and find out they can afford 400.
Right.
Yeah.
Know?
They. Yep. No, because I don't want to take them out and have them fall in love with something, even though you never want them to fall in love with something, and then say, oh, sorry.
Well, and that is the thing, is then they're using that as their sort of their threshold of what they're, you know, anticipating and inspecting. But Sin, on top of, you know, the fact of what Dan's saying, for all the good reasons of having the pre-qualification letter and doing things sooner than later, are there any things that, like, you can think of from our perspective as real estate agents, why we tell our clients this is a really important step in the process before we go out? Other than, you just said that, but you can repeat that again.
Well, just that you don't want to take them out and show them properties they either can't afford or property like they might be able to afford, just that much more that it might not be a fixer-upper, or they, you know, you can show them something in a little bit higher price range or potentially in a lower price range. But because the inventory is so low out there, I want my clients to be completely prepared, all their, right, you know, I's dotted and their T's crossed, so that if I have to put an offer in on that property that you saw today, because it's kind of like you are showing one property at a time in this market,
right,
I want to be able to, everything is all downloaded in Dotloop, and I want to be able to write the offer up, have it signed, get the copy of the check, and send it in. Right. And so that pre-approval can't, you can't send in an offer without a pre-approval.
Yeah, absolutely. That is part of it. But what you, I'm sorry to break you off there, but what you started to sort of say was, in this market, you need to do that because inventory is historically low. Actually, I look.
Do you have some numbers there, Sharon?
Oh,
hey, listen.
Binder.
You have some. If you guys, if you guys thought that, like, that's seriously, nice, if I'm not taking this 6 o'clock, 6:15 spot seriously, like, seriously, if you haven't seen me this look. I just want to hold my glasses.
I noticed both of you wearing glasses well, today, looking smart.
She just wants to be me.
Yeah, I do.
That's
let's
true.
Be honest. I do.
Who
I
doesn't?
Do, I do. I mean, seriously, it is all about you, and I love you dearly. But there was an article that was in Boston.com, and it does basically mention the number of home sales for Massachusetts is houses on the market is insanely, that's the word they used, insanely low right now. Mm-hmm. So with that, the reason why we, so Cindy works, we both work as buyer's agents, but it's one of the things that, I mean, you're very good at everything that you do. I mean, but you're such a good, thorough buyer's agent. That's why I think you make such a good mentor too, because you are teaching that to, you know, to the newer agents as well, crossing your T's, dotting your I's, having this pre-approval letter. If there's one new house comes on the market, if you don't have that pre-approval letter, you could potentially miss the opportunity.
You're probably going
to
lose
You will miss the opportunity. Mm-hmm.
But then one other good thing about pre-approvals, to do a true pre-approval, you collect tax returns, W-2s and pay stubs up front. Mm-hmm. So now you have them, and that person can actually feel good about the pre-approval. You know,
yes,
some of the bigger companies that do things online, they don't really check anything.
That begin with a Q. I'll say it.
Yeah, well, I can't say
you can't,
like
but
that.
I can.
But, you know. The,
I had one. It was a nightmare. That's why.
I almost had a Q, but it turned into an F.
Yeah, right? They turn. They just.
The F word.
All they do is they just, take, you know, do an online.
Whatever you say.
You know, what do you make? They don't qualify your income. They just ask you what you make. Now, people don't know what qualified income, and that's not their fault.
Yeah,
they just don't know what banks take for a qualified
income.
So why
don't you explain that? If you were going to take a pre-qualified, to, if I was a client or if I sent a client to you, what is it that you exactly need? What are you looking
so
for?
So yeah, so we talk, you know, first off we get, you just got to get basic information into the file, you know, name, social security number, address, date of birth, you know, all the minutia.
Yeah.
But then, you know, your job, how long you've been there. You go through all that. And now you get to, you know, what is your income?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so most people know. But you have to, what is qualified and what is not. So some people say, oh, I got a $10,000 bonus last year. Well, you really can't use that because you need a 2-year history of bonus. And they think they can, they can't. Sometimes you can get exceptions, but it's, you know what I mean? It's
difficult.
Yeah, so.
But, you know, here's the good thing. This is what we're saying. Get it early.
Right.
Then so if that's the problem, like right there, $10,000 bonus, or what about if you just recently got married and you have $10,000 worth of wedding gifts, like people gave you checks and money, don't you have to
They're going to see a large deposit in your bank account of, again, say $15,000 you got for wedding gifts. Where'd this come from? If you can't document where that comes from, we can't use that as qualified an asset. So people don't understand it. Why?
Yeah.
It's my cash. I can use whatever. Well, you can't because as a bank's eyes, they have to look at it and say, well, was this a loan from a friend that you're going to have to pay back? And now we have to add that to your debt ratio. You know, there's because you never know. You have to treat every, you know, and a lot of people have common sense, you know, and they'll say, well, we know it's probably from someone. Right. But so that's why they say an underwriter has to treat everyone the same. The guidelines have to treat every person the same. So, but as far as that, you can get like a marriage certificate. And we can actually use that. I've actually had to do that to use that asset because people use a lot of that for a down payment on the house a lot of times. Like, hey, I just got a wedding gift and we're buying a house. Can we use this for a down payment? Yes, you can. We just have to get that marriage certificate and it kind of makes sense to an underwriter. So there's things like that. But now once you've done the hard work of getting in tax returns, W-2s, pay stubs, all those things, you can just go have fun. Buying a house is supposed to be fun.
Oh, yeah.
It
you
is
know
with
what I
us.
Mean?
Right?
Yeah. A barrel of laughs.
But if you're trying to, you know, put off gathering up the normal docs that people would need, because it's stuff you would think would make sense. You know, tax returns, people have to see exactly, we have to document what you make. We can't take our words for it.
Yeah.
You know, pay stubs, all those good things. But once they're in.
Yeah, the days of the no doc loan are gone.
Right. That's what I was talking about earlier when everyone said, Dan, you missed the good days.
Well, I literally think that Mark and I got our first house with a no doc loan. I mean, Mark was self employed, and absolutely.
Yep.
that's another thing. Self-employed use it. So people self-employed, someone will say, oh, I make $150,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
I'm self-employed. As soon as you hear that word, it's a lot of work on our end, because now we definitely have to get, you know, your business returns, all these things.
Mm-hmm.
Look through it, because you might write off, which most self-employed people do, write off a lot of their income.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you're writing off the income, we can't use it in the qualification.
Yeah.
So that's what I wouldn't expect someone to know.
Yeah.
So that's why the big quote-unquote companies of the world, when you just do an online app, they put the $150,000 in, gets going. Also, they get an appraisal. The work starts going along because you have a pre-approval letter.
Well, and that's...
And now it doesn't go through. The loan doesn't go through. You've lost your appraisal.
Yeah.
You've paid for a home inspection. Mm-hmm. You've done all these things. So people think... I think a lot of people have the... I don't know. They feel that when you're sending someone as to a referral, that you might be getting something out of it instead of just a good experience for them altogether, and knowing that their loan is going to close and that they're going to be happy with their experience because you have a good team surrounding you.
100%. And I will tell you that I refer you and Jim for selfish reasons. It's because I know you're going to do it the right way. Because the heartbreak of sitting with somebody, and when this happened to me just last year, actually, a good friend of mine, Joe Stack, a good friend, I can't remember his name. He is a good friend. Joe Stack. I was thinking of his wife, Jackie, actually. She just had an operation. So if you're listening, we're thinking of you. His daughter, you know, was selling her condo and then she was buying another house. She was 100% all lined up, had everything in order. And then the people who were buying her condo, it was falling apart there. So, I mean, what ends up happening when you don't get to the closing table on time? Well, we have moving trucks.
Mm-hmm.
They were a younger couple and they like got a, you know, something from like Lowe's or Home Depot or something.
That,
do you remember that? She was
that
in
was
the office crying.
Summer. Yeah, it was awful.
There is nothing worse to me than to see somebody going through that. Yeah. One thing I feel, you know, everybody knows their strengths and everybody knows their weaknesses. One of my strengths is jumping over these hurdles and getting to a resolution. And I made phone calls to make sure that we had the truck. But it was a lot of work.
Right.
You know, it was a lot of work to do that. And the reason it happened is because it wasn't, the loan didn't go through for the sale of her house when it was supposed to. And that's a big bummer for everybody. The people who, the house she was buying, so now she can't buy her house.
It's a domino effect.
They're moving to Florida. Well, what do you think the process is for them with the moving truck?
Right.
It is a big spiral.
Yeah. That's why I know a lot of the realtors, I'm, you know, don't have to speak for you, but won't take pre-approval letters from certain
places.
I won't. Say names again. You don't say names, but there's certain big banks that you will not take a pre-approval letter because you know that that's not vetted out.
Mm-hmm.
There is no work been done behind that pre-approval.
100%. And I'm very, very picky with when I'm a listing agent as well, and there's multiple offers on my listings. I'm looking at who the loan officer is and the company is first. Because I'll bring that right to my clients. They'll say, all right, well, here's the good news. We got 8 listings on your property because there's no listings out there. So if you are thinking about selling your house, be ready to come on after, you know, with Super Bowl Sunday. We're looking at those things. First, I look at who is this loan approval from, because I want to make sure it goes through, because guess what? My client is going to be working with you to buy their next house.
Right.
I just got all fired up, and I see John in there going like this.
Got to take a break.
So when we come back, we're going to talk more to Dan Mann again from Fairway Mortgage. Fairway Mortgage is our main sponsor of our real estate show here, Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara and Cindy Ford. We are so happy to be here at night with John. If you have any questions for us regarding buying a house, selling a house, staging or any of that stuff, or mortgages, please give us a call, 781-837-4900. We'll be right back.
Whether you're buying your first home, moving across town, or thinking about refinancing, you owe it to yourself to speak with a trusted mortgage advisor who can provide highly personalized service through every step of the loan process. Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation's Marshfield branch is a well-respected local and national lender and can help you achieve both the short-term goal of home ownership and the long-term goal of financial security for you and your family. Recent uncertainty in the global markets has caused long-term fixed rates to go down. In fact, they are once again at historic lows. Give Fairway Marshfield a call at 781-536-4100 to see if we can refinance your existing loan and save you money. Oftentimes, we can reduce your rate or the term of your loan with $0 in closing costs, potentially saving you thousands of dollars over the life of the loan. Give us a call today and let Fairway Marshfield show you the fairway. Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation, NMLS 2289, is an equal housing lender. This is not an offer to enter into an agreement. Not all customers will qualify. Information, rates, and programs are subject to change without notice. All products are subject to credit and property approval. Mass Branch License 338980.
Are you thinking about selling your home or buying a new one? Are you a first-time home buyer or perhaps just right-sizing? Do you have a buyer's agent? Do you know if you really even need one? What is home staging? Will it really help me sell my home faster? Do I have to have a home inspection? How much home insurance do I need for my new home? How do I handle my estate sale? What are home sale contingencies? Have you heard that you have to put 20% down to buy a new home? Did you know that that wasn't true? Are you worried about environmental issues? What is radon, lead paint, and mold? Is there a difference between a foreclosed property or a short sale? Do you need to have a Title V inspection to sell your home? What do you do if your system fails? Are these questions you have but you don't know who to ask? Hi, I'm Sharon McNamara of Boston Connect Real Estate. Call my office for a one-on-one consultation with me or one of the many dedicated agents at Boston Connect Real Estate so we can talk real estate.
It's easy to connect with some of the South Shore's most experienced real estate agents. Go to bostonconnect.com, bostonconnect.com, or call 781-826-7300.
Whether you're buying your first home, moving across town, or thinking about refinancing, you owe it to yourself to speak with a trusted mortgage advisor who can provide highly personalized service through every step of the loan process. Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation's Marshfield branch is a well-respected local and national lender and can help you achieve both the short-term goal of home ownership and the long-term goal of financial security for you and your family. Having originated more than $11 billion in 2015, Fairway has competitive rates and extensive product availability. For instance, you may even be eligible to receive a down payment assistance grant of up to 5% of your loan that you don't have to pay back. Seems too good to be true? Call the Fairway Marshfield branch at 781-536-4172 and ask for Daniel Mann to see if you qualify for this amazing program. Don't be scared about the home financing process. Let Dan show you that his way is the fair way. Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation, NMLS 2289, is an equal housing lender. This is not an offer to enter into an agreement. Not all customers will qualify. Information, rates, and programs are subject to change without notice. All products are subject to credit and property approval. Daniel Mann, NMLS 150772, Mass Branch License 338980.
When the line between Cape Cod shore and Mother Nature's wrath becomes blurred, and life seems anything but fair, one thing is for certain.
The leaves are plugging up my downspouts!
My gutters are overflowing!
What the heck is going on up there?
It's not in theaters, it's live and coming to your neighborhood, The Fall.
Call 911!
No! Call 9100! 508-477-9100! We need the Cape Cod Gutter Monkeys!
Adam and Matt turned in a gritty performance.
Look! On my roof! It's a bird! It's a plane!
No! It's a Cape Cod Gutter Monkey!
Who will survive The Fall? Visit Cape Cod. CodGutterMonkeys.com.
Look, I'm a husband and a father, but I ain't going up there.
We're the Cape Cod Gutter Monkeys. We clean gutters and chew bubblegum, and we're all out of bubblegum.
Who will save us from the fall?
Hello, Cape Cod Gutter Monkeys. May I help you?
No monkeys were harmed in the making of this commercial.
We now return to Talk Real Estate, sponsored by Boston Connect Real Estate Services on 95.9 WATD.
And we're back. Good evening to all of our South Shore neighbors. We have our new music. You're listening to Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara and Cindy Ford. And, of course, we have Dan Mann, who is here from Fairway Mortgage. We'd love to hear from some of our listeners. I know that you're probably on your ride home, but it would be nice to know that somebody is listening to us. Did we make a mistake? Yeah, I know. Did we make a mistake by going tonight? 781-837-4900. John is here manning the phones for us. And we're just sort of chatting right now about the loan process, the importance of having a buyer's agent working for you and, you know, dotting the I's and crossing the T's and making sure that you have a team in place. Dan being the, you know, the mortgage part of, you know, you're probably the biggest piece of the puzzle because without you, him, we got nothing.
We have no job.
We got nothing.
And no one ever remembers that.
We did.
Dan, I'm closing. See you later, Dan. Yeah. Right. Thanks.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
No, but people don't know. They probably just think like, well, of course, you know, I have credit cards. I pay my bills. Yeah. I do this. But there's so much more that goes into it. And also, I had a situation this year where my client switched jobs.
Oh, yep.
And, you know, she's been in the same profession forever, 40 years maybe.
Yep.
And it didn't even occur to me when I was listing her property to say, oh, you need to get pre-qualified because they'd both been at their doing the same thing for over 40 years.
Long time.
And then you called me and said, did you know that she switched jobs? And I said, well, yeah, she said that, but she's still, you know, in the same profession. Mm-hmm. Well, no, now she's contracted labor, which is...
She switched the type of labor she was. She was still the same exact job.
Yeah.
But she went from a W-2, just a wage, a salary, to a 1099 by contract employee. That's a difference. You have to do that for 2 years because you may not make the same amount of money. Mm-hmm. It's different. You're not a 40-hour a week or a salaried person
anymore. So you have to show consistency
So you have to show consistency because that job could say, okay, well, we don't need you this week.
Yeah.
We don't, you know, next week, we're going to do... So you have to have a two-year history of that.
Mm-hmm.
So... It blindsided away, felt so bad because they didn't know.
Because we had an accepted offer the first 3 days.
She was one of the nicest people too. And they just didn't know though because you think, all right, it's the same type of work. Because you could understand that maybe as a buyer or, you know, if you switched, you know, job types.
Like I'm a firefighter, now I'm a doctor.
Yeah, exactly. Wow, that's a big switch there. But
Really. I mean, those firefighters, I'm serious. Like, I've been on committees to help pick the fire chief in Pembroke. They're talented.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, they're so, medical.
I know, they're at my house all the time.
Yeah, so I just call them for the fun of it. But they were totally blindsided. Mm-hmm. And then what she had to do was she ended up switching back into a salaried job.
Because
she needed to buy. So she just switched back to another salaried job. I felt bad, but.
Well, the good news is that with, you know, two great minds, you know, you were able to sort of put things together for her. Where did
two people combined for one full brain. We have the power of one full brain between us.
I'm so glad I didn't put myself in that scenario.
Right.
But how long
was it?
Wait,
I did.
Yeah, I know, you did that.
So I think we closed on their property in May, the end of May, and then on October 31st, they moved into, but that was kind of, because she was traveling back and forth to Atlanta for her job Sunday through Thursday. So trying to look for another job and then interview was difficult, but she did it, and they are so, I mean, they came over Christmas Eve and dropped this beautiful gift for me and said, you know, thank you so much. We love this
nicest
place.
People.
Nicest people.
That's awesome. Isn't that the best feeling?
Oh, my God. Yeah, I know. Really. So nice.
Sometimes we're so, like, emotionally attached, aren't we?
All the time. Yeah. I cry at closings all the time. Mm. I do, right? I can't help it. I'm more excited sometimes than I think my client.
Right.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's part of what we do. You know what I mean? It really has nothing to do with real estate. I say that to people when I meet them. It's really so much more about that. But one of my biggest honors was with a client who came in and needed something notarized. And, you know, as a notary, I don't look at what it is, but they wanted to tell me that it was adoption papers for for the newborn baby.
Oh, that's awesome.
It was awesome. Like, they went out of their way. Like, I knew they had the baby and everything. I was pretty sure that they were going to let me name the baby because I was with them through the process. I knew before their family
you
knew
mean
that
they
were pregnant.
That?
No,
jeez,
yeah.
Wow.
But they went with Jude, which is fine because St. Jude is my patron saint anyway, so it all worked out.
You would have named it Jude.
It all worked out for me.
That's what you tell yourself anyway.
Let's face it, their baby is really all about me.
Of course.
I was like, is it going to be awkward when you wake up in the middle of the night and I'm in the corner in a rocking chair?
A little bit.
Wasn't that a movie? It was some movie.
Cradle rocking.
The hand that rocks the cradle.
Oh, Dan knows that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Teaches me to stay away from those people. Scary people.
Right?
Yeah.
So tell me more about some of the things. 781-837-4900 if you have any
questions.
Maybe
some of the different programs you offer because there's...
Yeah, there's a whole bunch. I mean, basically, we kind of offer any type of loan you can get out there now. And a lot of the, you know, all the low down payment loan programs went away years ago because of all the bad loans.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Well, now you have to be so qualified to buy. The loans are all good. So what they did was they kind of, all the 3% down payments are back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Fannie and Freddie do them. They're great because you're still qualified.
Mm-hmm.
You're just not putting a ton down. You can still qualify for that loan. That's why I think some sellers think when someone's only putting down 3 or 5%, they're not qualified.
Yeah.
The loan's not going to go. No, it's just maybe those people wanted to use money to update the house.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they
right.
didn't want to use that other, you know, 10% to fix up, you know, to put down on the house, because once
how
your money's tied
nest
up
egg, like right. that, you know, that people want some money just in case the water
something
heater
happens.
Goes or,
right.
Exactly. Or they take that money and invest it because rates are so good, even though right now people say, oh, rates are up into the fours, you know. Well, yeah, they are, but that's still historically low. Everyone was just fairly spoiled because the government was buying mortgage-backed securities to artificially, you know, kind of get the market going. So
what is it right now, but like 4.5? And I know it all has
no, actually,
to do with
it kind of came back down. We had a bad day today in the bond market, which is weird. We had two reprices for the worst. I didn't look up rates today, but as of yesterday,
two reprices for the. I was thinking. I got a little excited there for a second. I'm thinking, oh, lost my whole.
Look at the way he's just looking at us. He's like, you two.
Just what he said. It's like judiciary.
And he's super smart.
I know.
Easy to look at and super smart.
We're good.
You guys are going to be disappointed if you ever see me. So
sorry.
We're going to put a picture of you on the website.
Sorry, what were you talking about?
What were you talking about? Rainbows and unicorns. I had something, right? Go ahead.
So
I loved it. He's so easy to do that.
I know. Right. Yeah. Look at him. He's red.
I know, he's blushing.
It's the same as his
shirt.
The
only problem is John doesn't know the Three's Company song is what we always play when you're in here.
Because this is
come and knock on my door. Go ahead.
Okay.
We're back.
So where rates are, you know, they're probably down into four. You know, four. It depends on the program too. You know, if you're looking at a 15-year, they're down on the low threes still, or 20 years are down. You know, mid threes. But you know, you're down low fours. Mm-hmm. You know, 20% down buyer with good credit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they people don't realize they fluctuate. We had two reprices today.
Mm-hmm.
So when you have a bad day in the market, that's what some people think. You're trying to create like the used car salesman feel, like, hey, I want you to know rates going to change. They, you know, sometimes they hover around the same. They'll go up and down for a while, but you can have a terrible day. And if someone needs to lock because you're getting too close to their purchase, now they might have a tough time getting the rate they wanted.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we try to, because you never want to tell someone, hey, today's the day to lock, because you don't know what tomorrow is going to bring.
Yeah.
It's tough. It's a tough game, but you know, you just want people to know you want them to have a good rate.
Yeah, of
because
course.
Now that's it's a, you know, you want them to be happy because they're going to tell someone at the end of the day, hey, Dan did a great job, got us a great rate. You know, so you can only control so much though. But we sell direct to Fannie, so we have very competitive rates with anyone out there, and all the different programs you can use. So that's why if someone comes in and they also want a pre-approval, because maybe your pre-approval will kind of only have you in, say, maybe an FHA loan.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if a month down the road we can fix things up, now you're not using FHA, maybe you're using Mass Housing or one of the just direct Fannie products or something like that, because we kind of do a lot of different programs. The Mass Housing, another great program.
Yes.
You know, we do a lot of those with when people are buying condos.
Mm-hmm.
But that's why you call, because there's different 3% down programs. So Mass Housing has 3%, Fannie has a 3%, and Freddie has a 3%. All of them have their different points that are good for them. So each buyer... maybe, hey, you might be better for a home ready purchase or Mass Housing, you know, that type of thing.
Well, and even like with FHA too, isn't there like you always have the PMI and it never goes away?
Never goes away. That's why FHA, and also you have an upfront mortgage insurance premium.
Mm-hmm.
So,
which is big. It could be like $5,000, right?
Oh yeah, it's a percent. It's 1.75% of the loan amount.
Mm-hmm.
So you're giving away half of your down. Like most people, if they use the max financing, 3.5 is the minimum down for FHA. Well, if you're paying, you're financing in 1.75 on top of your loan.
Yeah.
It's, you're only putting down 1.75. You get what I'm saying? You're splitting it down. So it's not, I try to avoid the FHA if I, at all possible. It's a means to an end.
Yeah.
To get someone in. And a lot of times maybe your credit wasn't good enough to use one of the other programs.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you get them in with an FHA, 6 months to a year down the road, their credit score should be much better because your mortgage really grows your score. So now you can refi them out into a conventional loan, regular conventional loan.
Well, I think one of the important things is that there is such a big menu of different varieties of things that you can pick from. I mean, so I think it's really important for people to sit down with you and or talk to you on the phone, however you prefer to do it. And so you can explain all of these differences, because what I find, no matter what we say, they only hear what they want to hear.
Yes.
Right?
Correct. Yeah, that happens.
Yeah, it happens a lot. Mm-hmm. And I just think that if you're a first-time home buyer, it's good to sit down and go through that whole process. I mean, we could do one-on-one consultations with people who are doing, you know, the first-time home buyer process.
As a first-time home buyer, too, it's a lot of information to absorb at once.
Mm.
So I always tell them, just ask questions a lot.
A lot.
I don't mind, because I know this is your first time doing this. Just keep asking. Don't feel, you know, stupid or something like that, because you don't want someone to feel like that. No one wants to feel like that. But it's information they don't know.
Yeah. Like when we worked with Brian recently, first-time home buyer, young kid, you know, not doctor. He was a young teacher over at Brockton High School working with special needs. Sweet, sweet kid. And he always kept on saying, I'm sorry. I'm sorry to bother you. I'm sorry to bother you. And I said, for this relationship to continue, my dear friend,
right.
I just need you to know from the bottom of my heart, you are never, ever, ever a bother. So please, I'd rather you ask and then you
right.
know.
Right.
So
absolutely.
I always feel that because then you want people, if they don't know something, they get uneasy and
yes.
they don't feel good about the process.
Right.
That's why I always say, just ask away.
Mm-hmm.
Shoot me an email. If it's 9 o'clock at night and you feel like you had some weird question that
yeah.
you need to answer. Sometimes I have my phone on me if an email comes through and I can answer. If it's not a numbers thing, I can usually get right back to you and say, hey,
yeah.
no, this, yeah, let's just clear this up. So then they feel better. They can
yeah.
sleep good at night.
And then they can sleep at night.
Yep.
So you just heard the doorbell. That gives Cindy and I a chance to talk a little bit about real estate. As we mentioned, we're both full-time realtors.
Realtors.
That was real estate agent.
Like a hipster. Okay,
listen, I had one.
I think you just.
1.5 hours sleep. I did pretty good
you
for
did.
That. Okay.
That's
that was real,
but
realtor
I think you just
in real estate.
Phrase.
Yeah.
We're realtors. Now I feel like I need a skateboard. Yeah. It goes with our new music with the Black Eyed Peas, right?
Nice.
We're realtors. I'm going to actually get that domain name.
That could be your Twitter handle.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. It's so funny.
Oh my God.
So we're full-time realtors, and we call ourselves sales and marketing advisors because we're doing a lot of everything else, putting together a nice team for you. If you would like to get in touch with us, it's easy to do. Cindy, are you doing any open houses this weekend?
I'm going to actually be...
oh, yeah, with me.
I'm going to be with you, Sharon.
Wow.
And
she really only had 1.5 hours of sleep, I guess.
I know.
I'm going, and we're taking you away for the weekend
yes.
and going to have some serious downtime for you, my
yes,
friend.
Yes, yes, we are. So we're going
There's nine of us.
Yep. So my staff actually is bringing us, all of the administrative people and managers in the office. We're all going up to Bretton Woods because
so look
Laurie
out, Bretton
Reaney,
Woods.
I guess I wasn't invited.
Yeah, funny. Laurie Reaney. Why don't you just show up? That would be sort of funny.
I'm going to show everyone about that.
Laurie Reaney has a place up in that area. So I'm just thrilled to pieces that we're going to be able to do that and have some
Can't
wine
wait.
And some, you know.
Your
good,
wine.
Good, you guys wine.
Yeah, good fun. Yeah, but
that.
So there
so
are.
No
yeah.
open houses for me.
Yeah.
But there are plenty.
There are plenty. I have a new listing in Abington, so we'll have somebody doing that. So you can find all the open houses at bostonconnect.com. And you can also get in touch with Cindy directly if you have questions about buying a house or selling a house. How can people get in touch with you?
781-367-4419. And again?
Yes.
781-367-4419. Sharon, how can people reach you?
So, well, I have no idea, really. No, but you can reach me on my cell phone, so you can call me, you can text me, 781-294-4848. Again, that's 781-294-4848. You can also find us on bostonconnect.com. You can find us on Facebook /Boston Connect. We're on Instagram. We're on Pinterest. You can find us just about anywhere. 781-826-8000 for the office. Dan?
781-536-4172, and just ask for me.
One more time.
781-536-4172.
Perfect.
Thanks.
And John, thank you so much.
Thank
this was
you, John.
Fun. I don't know if we'll see you next week, but
My
we're
going
to have Gutter Monkeys on next week, so we're going to have all kinds of good advice for people. So have a safe drive home, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.